节的时间来讨论基督徒的家庭生活与教会生活。
We use four classes to talk about the Christian life in church and in family.
教会是家庭的延伸。
Church is an extrapolation of our family.
所以家庭生活能够圆满才能够扩展到有圆满的教会生活。
Only if you can have a fulfilled family life can you expand that to the church life.
那么家庭是婚姻的延伸。
Family is the extrapolation from marriage.
有婚姻的建立才有家庭。
Only with the firm establishment of a marriage shall there be an established family.
所以整个家庭的重心是夫妻。
Therefore, the key in a family is the couple, the spouses.
传统因为我们大部分是中国人这个传统东方的观念这个家庭的重心是父母。
Traditional Eastern thinking would say the father is the head or the head of the family.
所以这个父母很有权威。
Therefore, the parents would have much authority.
这个是传统的。
This is traditional.
那么现代的观念。
Modern views.
家庭的重心是孩子。
The center of the family are the children.
所以这个生了一两个孩子还是像宝贝一样。
That they treat children as precious things.
这个父母或者孩子做家庭的中心都不对的。
No matter it's the parents or the children being the emphasis in a family, these are all not correct.
夫妻才是家庭的中心。
It is the husband and wives that constitute the heart of the family.
为什么这样讲？
Why do we say that?
因为如果夫妻的关系稳固，
Because if the relationship between spouses is firm,
他对上才能孝敬父。
Then they can turn around and be filial to the parents.
他对下才能够栽培子女。
That what's below the people below them then can love the children.
如果夫妻的关系不稳固，
if the relationship is rocky between the spouses,
对上没有办法孝敬父。
Then they will not be able to be filial.
对下没有办法教孩子。
And they downward they cannot rear up children properly.
所以一个家庭的这个核心是夫妻。
Therefore, the union, to unite a family, the key is in the couple themselves.
我们要谈论这个家庭生活要先谈论这个婚姻生活。
When we talk about life in a family, we have to talk about marriage life.
我们现在这个婚姻生活，这个社会里面大概有三种。
We can divide the different marriages, types of marriages in our society into three.
一种是享受婚姻。
One is a marriage of enjoyment.
第二个是接受婚姻。
Second is a
接受他了
To receive.
那第三种是忍受婚姻。
Third is to endure.
所以有人讲说这个结婚是这个进来的人想要出去，出去的人想要跳进来。
They say some people describe marriage as something you want to jump into and other people want to jump out of.
如果讲这样的话是真的已经结婚，他婚姻已经不太圆满。
If it's to really this point, then that marriage is about had it.
真正圆满的婚姻呢是一种享受。
A true fulfilled marriage is actually an enjoyment or a pleasure.
所以忍受婚姻呢，这个婚姻的这个婚姻就已经很难过了。
Therefore, if a marriage requires endurance, then there's pain involved in that marriage.
水火不和了，但为着子女不得已，我们继续住下去吧。
The key is not right anymore, for they're doing it for the children. They're holding the marriage just for the children.
同床异梦，貌离神合。这个婚姻呢，很难过了。
Painful marriages.
那么第二种没有这么严重了
The second type is not as serious.
但是这个婚姻生活没有味道。
However, it lacks flavor.
就是家庭生活没有乐趣。
That there's no joy in the family life.
因为大家都结婚嘛，所以我就结婚了。
That everybody gets married, why not me as well?
那大家都回家，我也回家。
Everybody go home.I'll go too.
那回到家里也不会感觉那是家，是回到房子。
And when I go home, I don't feel homey. I feel just a house.
没有爱，也没有温暖。
There's no love, there's no warmth.
就是接受它吧。
It's just accepting fact.
这个是第二种。
This is the second type.
所以到底我们还没有结婚没有办法问。
Although,
我们以后要建的婚姻应该是到最高境界。
That is, the teaching here is for us unmarried that we have to try to get to the top, the most advanced type of marriage.
享受婚姻。
That is to enjoy a marriage.
那要达到这一点起步要对。
To get there, the first step must be the right one.
职业找你不喜欢的职业可以再换工作。
If you're in a career you dislike, you can change first.
房子你住的不习惯，把它卖掉再换新的。
Or a house that you live in you do not like, you can change first.
配偶一旦结婚就不能换了。
For after you marry, these things become difficult to make changes.
所以对婚姻的正确的观念，然后从正确的观念演变正确的做法来建立我们的婚姻。
That from a very proper method, we shall go and establish a proper family.
好，我们现在看传道书第九章。
We first refer to Ecclesiastes 9.
Ah, 传道书第九章。
Ecclesiastes, verse chapter 9.
第九节。
Verse 9.
说在你一生虚空的年日，就是神是你在日光下虚空的年日，当同你所爱的妻子快活度日。这里讲说在一生虚空的年日里面要跟妻子快活度日。
Here it says, with all the meaningless days that you'll live, but live an enjoyable life with your wife.
传道书里面所罗门在讲这虚空的人生几件喜乐的事情。
In Ecclesiastes, amongst all the vanity that Solomon tells us about, he talks about enjoyable things here.
要终身喜乐行善。
That you have to enjoy doing good deeds in your life.
这个在第三章的十二节。
This is in 3:12.
那二十二节。
In 22.
要很快乐的、喜乐的心情来做我们应该做的事情。
That we, with a very joyful heart, we do the work that we're obligated to do.
你愁眉苦脸也是要上班一天啊。
Even if you're sad and you're unwilling, you still have to go to work.
那为什么不用这个很快乐的心情去上班？
Why not then use, might as well use an enjoyable attitude and do work?
你工作也好过，旁边的人看到你很觉得心里很舒服啊。
That would help out with your work itself and also people around you.
做工要喜乐。
So when we do work, we have to do it happily enjoy.
另外一个就是婚姻生活要喜乐。
And expand from that is to have that joy in our marriage life.
所以夫妻不要结婚后夫妻不要常常吵架。
Therefore, husband and wife should not have quarrels often.
享受一些美好神所赐美好的时光。
That they want to enjoy the time, the beautiful time that God has given them.
好，我们看现在看创世纪。
Now we turn to Genesis.
第二章。
Genesis 2.
二十四节。
Genesis 2, verse 24.
创世纪第二章的二十四节
Genesis 2:24
好因此人要离开父母与妻子联合两个人成为一体有一次这个婚礼来了一些没有信的人他是这个结婚的这个朋友
In one wedding ceremony there were some non-believers that came they were just friends of the family
后来婚礼完了以后
After the marriage after the wedding ceremony
那里面有几个他的朋友就说了
Some of the friends commented
我说这个结婚的道理真好
They said that this sermon on marriage is so good
他从来没有听过
I've never heard of it
真的是从来没有听过世界上没有这个道理
That truly this world does not have such a sermon on marriage like that
我去参加过几次这个不是基督徒的婚礼
I went to some marriage ceremonies which is not Christian
我就在想跟我们教会差很多
Then I felt the differences with our church
在这个大餐厅里面举行啊
In a large banquet room
然后吃到一半
After halfway through eating
就开始讲话
Started to talk
可以讲话
Who talks
就是那些认识他的人
Is all those people that know the couple
那讲新娘有多好那个新郎的朋友讲新郎有多好
They would say how good is the bride how great is the bridegroom
你如果听到最后你会发现这个两个都是完全的没有缺点的
After listening, you would feel that these two are the most perfect people in the world.
但是你结婚不多久，发现他们吵架吵得都合不来。
Then not long after, you see that they fight till they can't live together.
所以在世界上没有婚姻的道理。
So in this world, there's not really a teaching on marriage.
因为婚姻是从神来的。
Because marriage is from God.
只有在神里面才有婚姻的道理。
Only within the realm of God can you find sermon on marriage.
所以结婚最重要不是排场。
Therefore, marriage is not a
排场，就这个教会里面那个排场。
It's not just a display.
我多少人来参加，我就有面子。
That I would have.I want more people to come to show my popularity.
那我要有这个宴会要多大
？How big my banquet, my reception shall be?
来表示我多有办法。
To show that I can handle it, I'm generous.
这个都不重要。
All these are immaterial.
结婚最重要是什么
？What's the most important thing in marriage?
如果有一天你做新郎跟新娘
，One day when you become a bride or a groom,
不要太注意多少人来了。
Do not think about how many people will come.
要注意结婚那个道理。
Rather look at whether you know the marriage principle or not.
那个道理要吸收。
You have to absorb the sermon on marriage.
要实行。
You have to carry them out.
婚姻就会幸福了。
Then your marriage will be a happy one.
你外在排场这么大。
If you have such a display of wealth.
结果婚姻的道理没有听进去。
At the same time, marriage principles are not in your mind.
有一天你会发现，哇，排场这么大的婚姻，现在竟然变色了。
Then one day you'll feel that there's a great contrast from your reception.
所以我们教会这个在教会举办婚礼有时候能够简单也不错。
So in our church, if we can have a simple wedding, it is very nice.
因为它的意义重过它外在的形式。
So that the meaning is captured, not surpassed by the material side.
好，这里讲这个婚姻它讲三句话。
Here are three sayings regarding marriage.
第一句话。
First,
人要离开父母。
The man will leave his parents.
第二句话。
Second,
要跟妻子联合。
He shall be united with his wife.
第三句话。
Third,
两个要成为一体。
Two will become one flesh.
我们要用这三句话来研讨这个婚姻的意义。
We have to understand marriage from these three perspectives.
第一个要离开父母。
First, to leave the parents.
这个不是说结婚以后就不需要孝敬父母。
This doesn't mean that after marriage you should disrespect your parents.
这个是指的说要成熟。
Here it talks about maturity.
要独立。
Have to become independent.
所以这个离开就是独立的意思。
Therefore, this departure has the meaning of becoming independent.
所以要结婚有一个条件。
Therefore, marriage has a requirement.
是这个人能够成熟，能够独立，才能够结婚
That condition is that the person must be able to be independent before he marries.
那这个独立指的两个。
Now this independence has two aspects.
第一个。
First.
你最少经济上要能独立。
At least financially you have to be stable.
能够养家。
You can rear a family.
你不能结了婚以后这个账单都要爸爸付。
You cannot, after you marry, send all the bills to your father.
买尿布要爸爸付。
Your father buys the diapers.
这个不行的。
You can't do that.
所以要独立，独立才能谈婚姻。
So that after independence, then you shall think a bit about marriage.
那么第二个
，second，
就是精神心灵上
，your mindset.
就是你有成熟的人格有独立的人格。
That you have the attitude of an independent person.
你才能够建立你自己成熟的婚姻呢。
Then can you establish a mature marriage?
所以你结婚之后。
After you marry,
你才有办法建设这个好的家庭。
Then you can truly establish a well-founded family.
因为父母不是永存的。
Because family, parents are not eternal.
你不能结婚以后，这个对吗？这个错吗？还一直要去问父母。
That you cannot keep going back to them after marriage.
那如果有一天父母离世了，你要问谁？
Suppose one day your parents depart from this world, who do you turn to?
所以要独立，要思想要独立。
Therefore, our thinking, our maturity must be independent.
那么这个独立从另外一个角度来看
From another angle, we can see this independence.
结婚以后就是独立。
After marriage, that is an independence.
所以父母没有带领我们小孩子的责任。
Therefore, the parents no longer has the obligation of guiding us.
所以有的孩子结婚以后就埋怨父母。
Therefore, many children after they married, they would murmur back against their parents.
父母不帮他带小孩子。
That the parents would not babysit for them.
谁生了谁就要带。
If you gave birth, you babysit.
你不能生了一堆要父母带不对。
You cannot have a whole litter and ask your parents to ask your parents to babysit.
因为圣经里面没有讲说这个阿公阿嬷要带孙子，没有这样讲。
The Bible doesn't say your grandparents are the babysitters.
圣经里面讲说父母要教导子女。
The Bible says the parents should teach their children well.
所以一旦我们结婚，一旦生孩子
Therefore, when you marry, you have your children.
就要一个觉悟，就你自己要教养。
That you have your obligation that you have to rear them.
那如果父母选择要帮忙我们
，If our parents then out of their willingness want to help us，
这是他的恩情。
This is their compassion towards us.
如果父母不愿意帮忙我们
，If the parents are not willing to help，
这也不是他的不义。
This is not their wrong.
不能谴责。
It's
因为他已经把人生最宝贵的一部分已经给我们。
Because they have already sacrificed the most precious time of their lives for us.
所以这个独立我们对独立要有一个要一个正确的了解。
Therefore, we have to have a deep understanding of this independence.
那这里讲说这个婚姻我们看第一点意义上的认知。
The first point under marriage.
就是它的意义它的。
The meaning.
婚姻的意义是什么？
What is the meaning of marriage?
我们可以从属灵看跟属世来看。
We can look at it from the spiritual and physical perspectives.
从属灵来看
From a spiritual view.
以弗所书第五章讲，婚姻就是反映人跟神的关系。
Ephesians 5, that marriage is a reflection of the relationship between man and God.
在灵里面主耶稣是丈夫，我们是太太。
That spiritually, Jesus Christ is the bride. We are the bridegroom and we're the bride.
所以神跟人一个最高的目标就是神住在我们里面，我们住在神里面，我们跟神合一。
Therefore, the highest goal is to be united in God, such as in a marriage.
所以婚姻就是要借着婚姻让我们再去想神跟人人的关系。
So that marriage can remind us of that relationship between man and God.
那么神跟人的最高点是一种享受。
And the highest point man and God can reach the most highest enjoyment.
所以如果我们在拜神拜他很痛苦
so if we're worshiping God we're worshiping in a painful way
拜到重担很大
that we feel burdened by the worship
这个拜神本身还有一点问题
then that worship has problems
可能是观念上有差错或者哪个地方有差错
perhaps is your concept is not right
这个拜神到最后一个境界就是享受
because the ultimate goal of worship is to enjoy God
好像婚姻的一个最高境界就是圆满享受
That is the ultimate goal of marriage is to have a fulfilled enjoyment
那么这个也告诉我们如果婚姻有问题
This tells us also that if we have problems in a marriage
这个就表示我们跟神有问题
This may indicate that we have a problem with God
因为我们没有在行神的道婚姻才会有问题
That we are not walking on the path of GodPerhaps that will affect our marriage.
那每一个人在行神的道，婚姻绝对不会有问题。
If a person strictly adheres to God's word, then the marriage will not have any problems.
第二章的十八节
2:18 in Genesis.
说那个人独居不好，我要造一个配偶帮助他。
It's not good for the man to live alone. I will make a helper suitable for him.
第一个就是说一个人不好，所以两个人有伴侣。
The message here is one alone is not good. It should be coupled.
那第二个就是要得到帮助
and the second point is to help
在灵性上在这个世界上的生活
spiritual life, worldly life
能够 互相帮助
can mutually help
所以这个婚姻的认识我们对婚姻的认识
so our understanding towards marriage
那么第二个角色的认识
the second way to look at this
就是男的跟女的这个是男的跟女的结婚
The marriage between male and female.
当然，我在几天前在这个洛杉矶时报看到有两个男的跟男的在结婚了。
Few days ago in the LA Times, I read about marriage between two men.
那一个这个同性恋的牧师帮他们证婚。
And a homosexual pastor, consecrated the marriage.
这个是完全违反圣经的教训了。
This is absolutely against the Bible.
所以结婚是男的跟女的结婚。
Therefore, marriage is between opposite sexes.
那因为有不这个角色不一样，男的就丈夫，女的就是太太。
From this perspective, we see the roles as the husband, the male being the husband and the female being the wife.
那因为有不同的角色，所以有不同的本分。
Because they have different roles, they have different obligations.
所以我们看这个婚姻开始的时候是那两个人都是神的形象造的
First we look at the two people as simply two createes of God
第二个就是神赐福给他们
And secondly is that they're blessed by God
第三个就是神带领夏娃到亚当的面前
Thirdly God brought one of them to the other
所以这个婚姻都离不开神
So all this marriage cannot never depart from the realm of God
因此在这个婚姻的生活 本分上的认识很重要。
We need to have a very clear understanding of the roles within a marriage.
好, 我们现在看以弗所书第五章。
Now we refer to Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
22节,
Ephesians 5, verse 22.
做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主。 23节,
23.
因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同妻子是教会的头，他又是教会全体的救主。 我们再看,
28节, 28.
说丈夫要爱妻子，如同爱自己的身子，爱妻子变成爱教会，爱自己的。这里讲这个丈夫跟太太的关系。
He talks about the relationship between husband and wife.
丈夫是头,
husband being the head,
那这个妻子是肋骨,
and the wife being the rib.
所以这个关系在这里就已经确定了。So
we can understand, or the relationship is established from these facts.
那这里讲说妻子要顺服,
he talks about wives, they ought to submit, be submissive.
因为丈夫是头,
because the husband being the head,
所以这个家庭才有一个顺序,
that there's orderly or an order in the family.
尊贵卑贱,
it is not superiority or inferiority, rather it is an order.
现在社会上要叫人顺服越来越不简单了。
However, nowadays it's very difficult for people to ask people to be subservient.
因为女的教育越来越高,
because many females, they have higher education.
能力越来越强,
they have more ability.
有的赚钱比丈夫还多,
many earn more than the husband.
所以要叫女的顺服男的, 越来越不简单。
Therefore, to ask the wife to submit to her husband, it is difficult.
但是我们在世界上, 或许你能力强, 教育高, 赚钱多,
in this world, you perhaps are wealthy, you're powerful, high status.
但是回到家庭,
but when you return home,
这个次序还是不能颠倒,
the order here cannot be changed.
我们都听过这个英国女皇,
we all heard Queen Elizabeth.
有一天回家,
one time she went home.
她敲门,
she knocked on the door.
先生问她说谁啊?
Her husband said, who is there?
她说是女王啊,
she said, the queen is here.
她先生不开门啊,
the husband didn't open the door.
她想说先生就听到为什么不开门啊,
then she thought, how come he heard me, how come he didn't open the door?
她在敲门啊,
she knocked again.
那这个丈夫又问谁啊?
The husband said, who is there?
我是你太太啊,
your wife's here.
她就开门给她,
then he opened the door.
因为他不要一个女皇进到家里面来,
because he doesn't want a queen to come in.
他希望一个太太进来,
he wants his wife to come in.
所以我们有很多能力很强,
so many of us are got a lot of abilities,
特别是姐妹,
especially some sisters,
被人形容做女强人,
and they're called strong women.
如果这个能力很强的人，很谦卑，很温柔，很顺服。
If a person with much abilities can be very subservient and very humble,
那你娶到一个这样的太太是得到神很大的祝福。
Then if you marry such a person, you have been greatly blessed by God.
但是如果一个女人能力很强,
but if a woman is very strong in her character,
个性又很强,
her strong in character,
跟这个人结婚你就娶到一个先生,
after you marry her, then you have married a husband.
那回到家你就当太太,
so when you go home, you become the wife.
所以你的太太发命令, 那你就唯命是从。
So if your wife, your husband is safe, then you have to go accordingly.
那神造人本来就是男人比较刚阳, 女人比较温柔。
But God created men to be physically stronger than women.
但是如果你娶到一个先生啊,
but if you married a husband,
久而久之有这个男人的心理的不容易平衡。
After a while, the man becomes a little unstable.
就变 depressed, 精神上会消沉。
That he becomes depressed.
所以如果我们有姐妹能力很强,
so if we have sisters that are has much ability,
你能够谦卑顺服,
you still can humbly submit, be submissive.
你像这箴言31章这个才德的妇人,
just like in Proverbs talks about the rich,
才德, virtuous,
the virtuous woman,
她那个有才又有德,
She has virtue and also wealth.
有才就是有能力。
That she has the abilities.
她又有德性。
She also has the virtues.
那三十一章说她的丈夫啊，在城门口都有荣耀。
And in verse 31, it talks about her husband gaining glory, even sitting at the city gate.
所以有时候我跟一些弟兄在讨论这个婚姻问题。
Sometimes when I discuss this topic of marriage with some brothers,
跟他介绍，我就随便提一个姐妹。
I would frivolously just pick out a sister.
那个李强人我不敢。
And he would say she is too strong-charactered.
我不好意思。
I don't dare.
我不好意思跟这个姐妹讲。
I'm too bashful to talk to her.
所以我是公开讲啊。
So I'd rather be.
就大家在的时候一起讲。
I'd rather be in a group situation.
就是说我们姐妹一定要温柔啊，要顺服。
This could be a hint to the sister that they should be a little more gentle.
那你有能力，这是好事情。
But if you have the ability, that is definitely an asset.
所以这里讲啊，做丈夫要顺服自己。
So therefore,
做太太要顺服丈夫。
Therefore, it talks about wives; they ought to submit to their husband.
那圣经里面说这个亚伯兰的太太撒拉。
The Bible talks about Sarah, the wife of Abraham.
称亚伯兰为主。
That she looked at her husband as Lord.
这个不简单啊。
This is hard.
她真的从心里面尊重亚伯兰做主。
That from her heart, her master is Abraham.
所以这是本分。
This is her obligation. Her role.
做丈夫的。
Now being the husband.
第五章二十八节。
5:28.
说要爱太太。
You have to love your wife.
好像爱自己的妻子。好像爱自己的身体。
Like you love yourself.
所以这个圣经里面讲这个每一个人的本分不一样。
Therefore, the Bible clearly states the different roles involved.
那再看第二句话。
We look at the second saying.
创世纪二章的二十四节。
The one in Genesis 2:24.
说要与妻子联合。
That you shall be united with your wife.
这两个人要联合，这是一个很大的学问。
This is quite the understanding of having two people in one union.
那我们要引用保罗讲的一句话。
We have to use a saying by Paul.
腓立比书第四章。
In Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章。
Philippians 4.
所以说我不是因为缺乏说这个话，我若不在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会的。十二节，
错，
我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随时随在我都得了秘诀。这里保罗说他得到秘诀。
Here says Paul he has received the secret.
不论什么境况
，No matter what circumstance，
他都可以相处得很好。
That he can deal with it very nicely.
他都可以适应。
He's able to adapt.
所以这个婚姻呢，也可以。这样讲
so we can apply this to marriage.
就是学习适应
That is to learn how to adapt.
要适应对方
You have to adapt to the other.
首先是身份的调试
First is an adjustment of status.
我们首先从人的子女
We talk about children.
我们的身份现在你们的身份是子女
First, right now, our status is of children.
那结婚之后就变成夫妇。
After we marry, we become a spouse.
那生孩子之后变成父母。
Then we become parents as we give birth to children.
过来到了中年就到了老年了。
Then through middle age to old age.
所以我们从这个子女一跳成夫妇。
So there seems to be these jumps from status of children, spouse to parents.
这个身份上要调试。
We have to make adjustment as we live through those live.In the role of those status.
那第二个是个性的调试。
Second is to adjust your character.
这个个性不合哈，如果对没有信主人来讲啊，或者想得通了。
To have a mismatch in character, it may be understandable by non-believers.
但是对这一句话来讲，对信主人应该是不存在。
But to have any mismatch should not be in the vocabulary of believers.
因为个性是可以改变的。
Because character are changeable.
你结婚以后，你发现只有一个不能改变。
That after marriage, if you feel that one cannot be changed.
如果你配偶睡觉会打哼，这个没有办法改变的。
For example, if your spouse snores, you can't really change that.
那除了这个之外，每个都可以改变的。
Besides this, anything is possible in changing it.
有一次我到一个家庭去睡觉。
One time I went to a family and I was sleeping over.
我住在二楼。
I was in the second floor.
发现那个楼下房间有人在打哼。
And I could hear people snoring, a person snoring from the first floor.
就是那个弟兄啊。
It was the brother.
很大声。
It was really loud.
我很佩服他太太可以睡得很好。
I really admire his wife for being able to get any sleep.
后来他的教会信徒就说。
Then later, brothers and sisters told me.
他说有一天如果他没有那个声音，他睡不着。
They told me that she said if one day that sound doesn't exist, she can't sleep anymore.
所以这个会习惯的了。
So there is an adaptation period.
但是其他的个性都是可以改变的。
However, all characters can be changed.
因为圣经里面所谓的圣灵的更新。
Because the Bible tells us about the renewal by the Holy Spirit.
这个圣灵的更新就是个性的改变。
For Holy Spirit renewal entails that your characters are changed.
借着圣灵的能力渐渐改变我们的个性。
That through the strength of the Holy Spirit, we can gradually change our character.
所以结婚以后，如果还常常觉得个性不合，就是表示灵性没有在进步。
So if character still is in a mismatch after marriage, then that means the Holy Spirit is not renewing your character in the right way.
所以有人把它后来我这一节要三个三角形哈，来跟大家形容一下夫妻的关系。
Here, like this.
第一个哈，神在上面。
First on top of the triangle is God.
左边是丈夫，右边是太太。
Left is the husband, right is the wife.
那如果丈夫跟太太都一直在追求神
，If husband and wife are together trying to pursue, draw near to God.
这个追求靠近神就包括个性的改变。你个性旧的个性没有改变，你没有办法靠近神。
That to pursue God, of course, means that you have to change your poor character, bad habits.
好，因为我们。从这个个性改变才能跟神性有份。
That we have to change our characters to be closer to that of divine character, to get have a piece of that divine character.
所以这个灵修就是个性渐渐消失，那神性渐渐增加。
That we start to diminish our personal character and start to draw near to the divine character.
结果这个两个人就越来越靠近。
What results is two people both drawing near to God.
这个心灵上会越来越接近。
That their heart becomes one.
所以这个个性的四条哈是可以进步的。
Because therefore, the adaptation of your character is possible.
所以最重要，你不是找一个好个性的人。
So the important thing now is not to find someone with a very good set of personalities.
最重要是找一个有决心要改变自己的人。
Rather to find one that has the determination to.Improve oneself.
所以有人找到了觉得找到很好的配偶了。
Therefore, some people feel they found a very ideal spouse.
接下去婚姻都没有一直在追求进步。
And after marriage, there's no pursuit after better.
那他就发现婚姻会出现很多问题。
Then they start to feel problems developing.
所以利百加本来是很好的一个女人。
That Rebecca originally was a very good person.
所以以撒娶到利百加这是天作之合。
Therefore, Isaac is a heavenly match to be matched with.Rebecca.
但是利百加到年纪大也不太漂亮。
However, Rebecca, when she grew old, her beauty went away.
你看，她会叫她的孩子去骗她的先生啊。
That she would even tell her one of her child to go and lie to her husband.
所以如果没有灵性在进步
，if spiritually the spiritual growth is not continual,
有一天你婚姻你会变成酸的。
One day your marriage will go sour.
所以个性的四条要借着这个圣灵的。更新不断的进步。
Therefore, adjustment in your character must rely on the Holy Spirit to improve.
还有就是习惯的四条。
The next is adjustment in habits.
习惯个性是不一样的。
That habits may not match.
请看提摩太前书第五章。
First Timothy, chapter
5. 提摩太前书第五章。
First Timothy, chapter
5. 十三节。
13.
并且他们又习惯懒惰哀家闲游，不但是懒惰又是说长好短， 道短好管闲事，说一些不应当说的话啊。这里讲说有一些寡妇
，Here talks about some widows
啊，没有事情做
，They have nothing to do，
就培养坏的习惯了
，They develop bad habits，
懒惰，然后好管闲事，说长道短
，They're idle， they gossip。They meddle with other people's business.
所以这个婚姻的生活，你会发现哦，要不断自己在习惯上要改变。
Therefore, during the course of a marriage, you have to feel the required adjustment of your habits.
因此啊，这个婚姻是一种不断的改变自己的过程。
This tells us that marriage is a ever-changing course of action.
要不断的改进呢，就婚姻就会更圆满。
That if the adjustments are made continually, then this can, the marriage can only become better.
所以需要一段时间呢，一直在啊，一直在进步。
Therefore, a period of time is required for that improvement to take place.
第三点哈。
That's in the third point.
说两个人要亲密啊，要结成一体啊。
The third main point here, the two shall become one.
这个叫亲密的婚姻生活。
That is to have an intimate family life.
啊，第一个是肉体的合一。
First is the unity of the flesh.
第二个是心灵上的合一。
Second, uniting in thought.
第三个是灵性上的合一。
Thirdly, spiritually uniting.
好，这是另外一个哈，我再画另外三角形。
Here's another diagram of a triangle.
这三点哈，要从哪里开始
？Where do we start from these three vertices？
这三个是互相有关联的啊。
They're all related. These three things.
现在世界上的哈。
The world today.
从这里开始。
Starts with sex.
然后才进入爱。
Then it goes towards love.
对，先同居。
First you live together, cohabit.Cohabitate.
就有关系啊。
Then you have intercourse.
然后才看彼此是不是真的相爱。
Then you see whether there's love there.
那如果真的相爱，到最后才结婚。
Only if there's love there, you go to marriage.
是不是这样
？Isn't it like that today?
有的根本就不结婚了。
Or many times it doesn't go to marriage.
因为现在的婚姻是一种伴侣关系，而不是一种配偶关系。
Today the marriage is like a A partnership.
好像做生意的这个伙伴这样。
It is like two people coming together to do business together.
要合，能够有利益就合，没有利益就分了。
That if there's profit to be gained, they'll come together. If not, they won't.
那以圣经来讲哦。
From a biblical view.
苟合行淫，神必审判，这个要审判。
That adultery, fornication, God will, judge.
那么第二种啊。
Second.
第二种就是亚伯拉罕孩子。
The children of Abraham.
以撒。
Isaac.
婚姻开始啊。
From marriage.
然后再进入爱。
Then go to love.
婚姻先结婚，那两个在一起，那以后亚伯兰的孩子得到安慰，就是爱。
That they marry and then they come together and then later they were blessed, with peace. That is love.
这种婚姻好像越来越少。
I feel that these type of marriages are quite rare these days.
那我们现在最常有的
，the more prevalent one，
从这里开始
，for us is to start with love，
爱开始，然后进入婚姻
，then it goes to marriage，
然后到最后才是肉体关系
，then it goes to a fleshly relationship，
这个是我们应该要走的路线
，this ought to be the way we go，
所以这个三点呢，从哪里开始，这个很重要
，therefore the starting point of these three entities is very important。
所以这里在讲合一哈，肉体的合一，思想的合一，还有灵性上的合一。
So therefore, here it talks about the different unities in flesh, thought, and spirituality.
那么婚姻里面的爱，我们又可以再从另外三角形来看。
We can use another triangular diagram to see the love within a marriage.
这个是神爱哈。
The love of God.
这个是友爱。
Friendship love.
这个是 erotic 啊，英文叫 erotic love， 情爱啊。
Eroticism.
这样，
好，这样。Erotic love.
OK. 这个婚姻的爱应该有三种爱。
There should be, there ought to be three types of love within a marriage.
第一个是情的爱，是男女的爱。
First is a sexual love.
第二个是友爱。
And a friendship love.
好像朋友。
Like love between friends.
那第三个是圣爱，就是弟兄姐妹。
Thirdly is a godly love, that is love between brothers and sisters.
那么刚刚结婚的时候。
Just after marriage.
你会发现这个情爱的成分特别重。
You feel that everything leans towards the sexual love.
哦，男女的吸引。
That the attraction between opposite sexes.
但是久了，你年纪越来越大。
But after a while, after you advance in age,
这个情爱会褪色。
And this
会消退。
The sexual part will diminish.
所以到年纪大以后变成友爱，夫妻好像朋友一样。
Then when they grow old, they become old friends.
所以说相敬如宾哈，这个就是友爱。
They're like soldiers.
互相尊敬，好像这个
对人。mutual respect. They become friends.
那这个婚姻也是弟兄姐妹的爱，因为他在主里也是你的同
盟。And marriage also is like marriage between the love between brothers and sisters.
所以在主里面哦，不可能有离婚。
Therefore, in within. Within the fold of the Lord, there should be no divorce.
一个在追求有在追求信仰的，绝对不可能离婚。
For a person in pursuit of his faith, he cannot divorce.
那离婚就表示灵性有问题，不只是婚姻有问题。
Because divorce is not just a breakdown in marriage; it's a breakdown in one's faith.
所以第一个哈，我们第一节先讨论婚姻。
So in this first class, we first talk about marriage.
那接下去我们下午再讨论家庭关怀，第三个才进入基督化的家庭。
Then we talk in the next class. We'll talk about the situation in our family, and then we're talking about Christ-like family.